270, which can be quite quiet. But I just really enjoy it, Chris. I'm not sure what piqued my interest in the first place, if I'm honest with you, but I did this course online and did the exam and got my ticket, and it's been a whole lot of fun, and lots of avenues to explore with it. All received there on rugby over football. That's the same as me, to be fair. I'm a big rugby fan. I know I don't have the accent, but I'm actually a Welshman, so I don't like to talk about rugby too much at this current time. And I'm just wondering whereabouts in London you work when you do go down there. My office is London also. I wonder what part of town you're in. Back to you, 2M0NZB from M70HK.
Yep, from 2M0NZB. I agree with you on the VHS stuff. It's a little bit different. I quite like the... Well, first of all, 2M70... Where I am, very, very quiet. If I was to put a call out 2 metres right now, there's very little chance that someone will actually come back to the call, to the point that I very rarely do anything with it now. Don't even bother. We've got a club with about 20 to 25 members, and we tried to have a weekly net, and it died a day, just because even the club members were coming on one night a week to have a net. So, yeah, that's a piece of interest with the... It's helping it, you know, it's a little bit more available, and I have been listening online, it seems quite active, so yeah, keen to make more use of this. With the HF stuff, as I said, mainly what I do is portable, so I've got a sort of beams dipole and a background for the car with a slide winder, and I just use those with an ICOM 705 to do the spark and some activations, and it works out quite well. Usually quite active when you find a clear conclusion to a spot up, and fairly easy to get a pile up most of the time as well, so I quite enjoy that rather than kind of normal DXing or contests or stuff like that. When we go down to London, most of the team are fairly remote. One of my team members is actually maybe not far from you. He's in a town called Billericay, which is in Essex, maybe nearby to you. But when we go into London, we meet up and we rent a Regis office in Piccadilly Circus, and we spend our time in there. The actual closest brick and mortar to me is in Rotterdam, is in a town called Dordrecht near Rotterdam, so I don't go into a physical brick and mortar office much, so we use a Regis office and we get people from around the UK in there. How is the ham radio scene around where you are? I did my training with Essex Ham back at the start, like many people in the UK do, and I kind of assumed that radio within the Essex area would be quite active in comparison to here or other parts of the UK. Is that the case? Back to you.
M7OHK returning. I'm probably not the best qualified person to answer that, Chris, because I've not yet found my way to a club. Now, there are plenty of clubs around. The Essex Ham thing is still going very strong, and there's a weekly net every Monday on a GB3DA, which is in just outside of Chelmsford, a place called Danbury, that's usually pretty well attended, although pretty well attended by more or less the same people each week. Pete, the guy who did the Essex Ham tutorials, often shares that, and some other characters that you might have heard him having contacts with when he did the course, hop on there as well. There's a local club in Braintree, which I think is pretty well attended. They're generally the people that I'll get to have a contact with when I do put calls out on 270 locally. So I guess it must be reasonably active, but it's just it's very quiet. The repeats are hardly ever used unless there's a scheduled net, and I can sit putting out a CQ call all day on 2 and 7 and get absolute crickets. But other days I'll get you know, maybe 10 contacts. So, I don't know. I think maybe a lot of people enjoy the HS side of things a bit more. So perhaps they're occupied doing that. Sorry, that wasn't any kind of an answer to your question, Chris. But until I get to a club, I probably won't have a good idea. All understood there on London location when you do come down. I'm not based too far away. I'm in Russell Square when I get to the office, which is not that far from Piccadilly Circus. Back to you, Chris, from M7OHK.
Yeah, I do remember. One of the few repeaters that I was away of way back at the start was a Dan Mini repeater because of the ethics ham training course. Pete Sipple, was one of the kind of first people I became aware of. And yeah, that course was fantastic. Even today, whenever we talk to other people about getting licensed, that's where we recommend to go. It's a fantastic source of information and very well structured. So that's good. I wish they did one for the intermediate and the full, but there are other options for those as well, which is just good to know. But yeah, I didn't realise until recently that I had used HubNet before. Back at the start of this year, I drove down to Bristol to pick up a car and drive it back home, and I have like a window clip mount. It's like a Nagoya window clip mount that I can put on the car and plug into the handheld. And when I was driving back, I put the window clip mount on and called into some repeaters on the way back up from Bristol. And one of those repeaters, well, of all the repeaters I called into, nobody ever came back to me, but none at all. You know, so I think the situation we have here in Glasgow is very similar to the UK. But the one repeater that someone did come back to me was the GBC Sierra Juliet, which I thought was good. And I only just learned recently, as I started to explore HubNet, that was actually a HubNet gateway. So chances are I wasn't talking to anyone on that particular repeater. It's probably somebody further away. But yeah, it was good to have that contact. And at the time, I realised I hadn't used HubNet before, and actually, I have. I just didn't realise, and with the noise around the car and stuff at the time as well. It's good to know. But there you go. But as I said, yeah, similar here. Owen, if I put a call out 2 metres, nobody came back to me. And there you go. I put my first call into HubNet, and you come back to me straight away. So it's the proof is in the pudding that this works. Back to you from 7950.
Break. M7 immediate.
M7OHK and break station MM7. I think it was MUZ acknowledged. Bring you in. I guess I'm at the bottom of this particular, so bring you in after this over. But yeah, there's actually a lot of repeaters that are connected to HubNet. You can go on the HubNet website and you can monitor, or you can view all of the stations that are connected at any time. And there's an awful lot of sort of just what you would consider to be sort of standard RF analog repeaters, if you look them up on Repeater Book, that will be connected at any time, which is brilliant. And various ones also connected to other networks or just the All-Star network generally. There's a really good repeater a bit further away from me than Danbury. It's in Royston, GB3PI. It's got extraordinary coverage across the southeast. That's just connected to the All-Star network generally. But if conditions are like particularly bad, I'm not able to hit it on RF, I can just jump on that from All-Star, and it's quite a busy repeater, that one, actually. It's quite a good one. But yeah, it is. It's brilliant. I guess you obviously did use it without necessarily realising it at the time through the gateway connection. Anyway, I'll pass it around to MM7. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part of the call there. But over to you, MM7, break-in station.
MM7, MUZ return. Good evening, gentlemen. Nice to meet your acquaintance. The operator name is Eddie, Echo, Delta, Delta, and the Echo. And about 10 miles side of Dundee and the big famous golf town called Carnoustie. Yeah, just do a wee blast with these guys here. I would like a wee conversation there. Go ahead.
Seven, OHK. Chris, pass it round to you, mate, and maybe pass it round to me when you've had your over. Might have some kind of sequence then.
Yeah, no problem. From 2M0 NZB. Nice to meet you, Eddie. The name here is Chris, Charlie Hotel Romeo, and Sierra. And calling in from Paisley, so not too far away. Well aware of where you are, Carnoustie there. Every now and then we travel up your way and we go to Piper Dam, which is like lodges, I'm sure you know, but I think it's near a town called Fowlis. We've been there a few times over the years with the family, and it's a good place to go. And Owen, you were mentioning the repeater with the fantastic coverage. That golf travel with Sierra Juliet was one of those as well. I was on that repeater for, I want to say, about 20 minutes or so going up the motorway, just using, you know, a handheld radio and essentially a whip on the end of a piece of RG174, and the coverage and the audio for that whole duration was really, really good. I think they work very, very well, and I think getting into Hubnet is a good way of getting a contact regardless of where you are. Well, I'll put it back over to yourself, Owen. M7, Oscar Hotel Kilo from 2MZ1ZP.
Seven OHK in the group returning. All good, Chris. I think I'm relatively new to all this, but I think it's absolutely brilliant that all these repeaters get connected up. Sometimes you'll hear a queue show between people and they're just accessing via their repeater. Maybe don't realise that the repeaters are connected to Hubnet, and there's a sort of slight moment of bafflement when somebody from one end of the country is talking to somebody else from another end of the country on 77s or something, and they can't quite realise how they're reaching each other. But eventually, sort of the penny drops, and you realise they're on a connected network. And for me, I think that's outstanding, because it's just keeping a bit of activity going and keeping things busy, and being able to make those contacts where, like you said, if you just try to go out on 70 into, you know, on the calling channels, they can be a bit quiet. And Eddie, it's lovely to work you for the first time. I think I've heard you a few times on here. I'm probably gonna make a right fool of myself now, but Eddie, are you the chap with the camper van project? Is that right? Have I heard you talking about your camper van that you've got kind of all your radio stuff in? I might have the complete wrong end of the stick there, so apologies if so. But I'll pass it around to you, MM7MUZ from M7OHK. MM7MUZ, are you still there, Eddie? Over to you if you're still with us. M7OHK, nothing heard. All right, I'll pass it around to you, Chris, to M0NZB from M7OHK.
Yeah, from 2MZ1ZB. Nothing heard in this end as well. Maybe pull Eddie back in just a second. Like I said, that repeat on kind of, I think it's north of, right about the Manchester area, but on for ages, and I had no idea. I'm pretty certain the operator I spoke to at the time probably told me it was an All-Star or Hubnet node, and I just didn't see it because of the kind of audio of the handheld and the noise of the traffic and the way up the road, but that worked, it worked quite well. I just wondered, I had this version in my head that ham radio would have been a little bit different down in the Essex area with, given the kind of the Essex ham training and stuff, but maybe that's not the case. But the guy that I work with, this Dave Villanicki, he's no interest in radio, so he couldn't share any point of view on that one. And the other thing I was going to mention is for a local club, I'm a member of the Paisley Amateur Radio Club. Nobody in the club is interested in All-Star or Hubnet either. We don't have anyone using it, so hoping to maybe get a couple of other members involved as well, something if you just go ahead and do it yourself, you can influence others. We did try DMR, but again, some people bought the equipment and got involved, but very rarely did they actually make any use of it. And I personally didn't like the kind of sound of DMR, whereas one of the appeals of all Star, which I'm using now in HubNet, is that, you know, the audio is a little bit better there. But I'll see if Eddie's back there. I think it was MUZ, MM7MUZ. And if not, you can pick it back up there. Owen, flip it over, MM7MUZ. Are you back?
M7OHK. Didn't heard there. Perhaps we've lost Eddie. Perhaps his internet connection or the ping is down or some such. Which is a shame, because I'm pretty sure he was the chap with the camper van project, and it sounded like a really interesting thing to hear about, but there we go. I've heard a few people who are quite anti the All-Star or Echolink or any other kind of internet-enabled system, and I kind of understand it, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't get into radio to use an internet-enabled system. I wanted to, you know, send a signal out into the air and see how far it went, kind of thing. But it is absolutely brilliant. I've made so many good friends through these systems that I would never, ever have reached in any circumstances with the setup I've currently got. So I guess it's just horses for courses, isn't it? And if people enjoy it, that's great. If people don't enjoy it, well, that's fine as well. They don't have to do it, and that's all good too. Yeah, personally, I really enjoy it. I'm probably on here a bit too often, to be fair, but people probably get bored of hearing my inane wafflings. But anyway, Chris, I'll make this one my final, mate, because there may well be other people wanting to hop on and use the system. But absolute pleasure to chat to you for the first time. Hope you have a great weekend ahead. And I'll finish on a rugby note. My beloved Wales have got Japan, which we might possibly have a chance of winning. And I believe Scotland have got Argentina on Sunday, and that should be a cracking game, because they are two very classy test teams going head-to-head. So I'm actually probably more looking forward to watching the Scotland game than the Wales game. But don't tell any of my relatives I said that. On that note, Chris, I'll wish you best 73s, pleasure to chat, and hope to catch you on here again sometime soon. M7OHK, pass it round to 2M0NZB.
Yep, from 2M0NZB. I'll make this my final as well. Oh, and I've got a couple of dogs here that need to get out before we head to bed. And, yeah, listen, thanks for coming back to me. Good to make my first contact on HubNet, although technically I've used it before. This is the first time intentionally making a contact on HubNet. Nice and easy to jump in and out, so it certainly wouldn't be my last. I'll be around on tomorrow for a little bit. And good luck to Wales. Yeah, I think Scotland have Argentina at home. I think it's through at Muirfield this weekend. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Lovely stuff. Well, listen, thanks again, Owen, and look forward to catching to you the next time. 73 from 2NZNZB.
This is JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo. JA2SYJ, Tokyo, Japan, Mark Lane.
Mark 3, Whiskey, November Tango, just doing test. Now need to come back, M0 WNT.
Neil, just
waving
a hand here, G7ELZ.
Oh, G7ELZM0WNT. Yeah, good, what is it, yeah, good night, evening, or whatever you want to call it there, Trev. Yeah, I'm just doing a bit more coding, mate, and just see if I can alter these timers. But just struggling a little bit with it at the minute, mate. It was nice because the other channels was talking away, and I could monitor the timers on them. And they disappeared, so I thought, oh, no, I'll just have to do a quick shout there, Trev. Are you keeping well there, mate? Anyway, M0WNT.
G7L's every time. Yeah, I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I'm okay. You know, when I messaged you the other last week, I think it was, about the micronode, and I couldn't get into the software. Eventually, I had to change it because I woke up one day and it wasn't connecting up. So it turned out the card went kaput or whatever. So I ended up putting another updated version of the software. But I noticed it works really well, but the receive audio on it is a little bit on the hot side. It's quite loud. Don't know if you've got any thoughts on that one, how I can just improve it a little bit. But that's the only thing, mate. I mean, it works perfect. I've been speaking to a friend of mine I knew for a long time back in Sutton when I lived down there, Lee, G7BHH, and basically he was coming through really good on, he was on Freestyle. I was having a chat on there. So anyway, he's coming back, and I noticed it was a bit clipping now and again, but I did do some adjustments on the USB sound fob to make it a little bit better. I think I had some of the settings wrong, but I did have some photographs of the settings that I used to use on other bits, so I tried that there, Neil. Anyway, back to you from G7LZ.
Yeah, M0 WNT returning. Yeah, have you tried actual programming the SA818 module and turning, is it the volume down, is it, I think? Does that help there, Trev, from M0 WNT? And also, you haven't got RX boost on or anything like that, have you?
So, I don't know how to get into that, obviously. I've never really got into the module itself there, and I didn't know if it had a volume control. But that's interesting. You'll have to tell me more. Back to you from G7LZ.
Yeah, M0. Sorry, Trev. Yeah, M0 WNT return. Yeah, sorry, I'm just coding and talking to you at the same time. Yeah, if you go into a Pascal interface, sorry, put the teeth in. Sorry about that, mate. Go into Bash Shell interface, option 9, start a Bash Shell interface there. Go /user/local/sbin. And once you're in that directory, go type in SA in capital letters, 818, and then you want minus, and then you want in small letters, PROG. And that'll put you into the menu to program the SA818 up there, mate. From M0 WNT.
Right, so you can set everything in there, like the volume, I suppose the, the frequency, CT, CSS and all that. I suppose that's, you can get into it there and change things. Okay, mate. When you get 5 minutes, you wouldn't text that bit over to me, would you? Otherwise I'll forget it. And then I'll have a play. And that. Are you still doing the coding on that new bit of software that you're trying to sort out there, Neil? Back to you.
Yes, mate. Yeah, I'm still coding away. Yeah, I think I've just cracked it now. Just we're talking to you there, Trev. So you just help me out there. Big time, mate. Yeah, I was having a problem with screen refresh. So if you refresh the screen, the time would refresh. And I was talking to Peter earlier on, and he said you need to use XStat. And I don't fully understand XStat or SourceStat, but I think I've actually got it actually working. So that's 100% now. I've got everything all working now on the app, so yeah, I'm really pleased with that. Yeah, just give me about 2 minutes, Trev, and I'll screenshot you my settings, and also I'll just type in there what command you need to put in there, mate. M0 WNT.
Thanks, Neil,
that'd
be much appreciated. Oh, that's good. It sounds like it's working. That's the main thing. And that, so you're getting there. So is this an actual app, or is it obviously what you did before with the other piece of kit where you had to use the IP address? I never really got that to work, actually. So I did have a play with it, and I did throw it into the file where it's supposed to have gone. I mean, I've done that when I was still down in London, but I never could get it to work. I must admit, I've just got remote node working again on both of the on the gateway and also the micronode as well. I mean, it's working perfectly, but just to say the audio on receive, not transmit, transmit's fine, but the audio on receive is just that little bit hot. I've got it, I'm monitoring both bands on this TID-8 radio I've got, and the top one's a bit louder than the bottom one. And I was thinking, why is that? But it's, you know, it's not over deviating now, it's sort of like just that little bit hot. And I thought it might have been under the USB setting, so that's the problem I was thinking at. So I went through all of that, managed to sort all of that out, and then it seemed to be a lot better, and I did some tests, as I say, with Lee, for a minute I thought it might be the power supply that I was using with it, because I was using one of these Raspberry Pi power supplies with it, plugged that into it, and I thought, oh, that's making it a little bit distorted, because when people were coming back it was sort of like clipping a lot. I thought, why is it doing that? But it may be that because I've done the settings and it's not seeing it, so I might have to go in there and, like you say, change things for it to work. Hopefully that's a long enough over to you there, Neil. But yeah, I'll give you a couple of more minutes if you need it, mate. Back to you from G7 Neil Z.
Yeah, M0WNT returning. Yeah, that was spot on there, mate. That was 2 minutes and 15 seconds, because on this new system, I've got a timer on there. I've got buttons on there where you can just click on it. You can add a button. You can, so you can do, like, I don't know, whatever you want, like your favourite nodes and that, what you want to keep. I can, underneath that, I've got disconnect all. Underneath that, I've got hand buddies. So if you want to see who's online, so it's like if you're on, like, UpNet now, on 41522, I'm on 41522, it'll come up green. So in hand buddies, you just put the call sign in there, and then if you're online, it'll come up green. If you're not online, it'll show red. So at the minute, I've got you on, let's have a look, no, it says turning red at the minute for some reason, I'll have to have a look at that one. G6ZVP is in green, and G7RPG is in green, so I'll have to have a look at that, because that's stopped red, so that's another little bug I've just found. I've got a DTMF keypad in there as well, mate, which also plays a sound as well, so you can DTMF straight from your phone, straight to your node. I've got that, and also I've added Wi-Fi control, so if you take your node with you, you go around your friend's house, you can plug your node into his Ethernet and just log into your node, log into this little app thing and just put his Wi-Fi details in the bottom here, and then it'll automatically keep them and just unplug your Ethernet and then all your Wi-Fi set up as well. Peter's been helping me with it as well. He said I'm doing a good job up to now, but I've still got to sort these little food bugs out, mate, but it is slowly getting there, mate, anyway. M0WNT.
Yeah, G7 Neil's returning. Oh, well, that sounds really good. As I said, you didn't really sort of comment whether it's an app or whether it was something that you've added, but it sounds like it's an app, which is really good. I'm quite impressed, actually. The reason why I might be in red is because even though I'm on the system, but I'm on Freestar, I wonder if you're looking at the hubnet. If I was on the hubnet and it would come up green on there on my micronode, because my micronode gives me my G7ELZ. I'm actually talking to you through the gateway at the moment, of my gateway, so you're getting MB7. I CF, so that's what I'm going through at the moment there, Neil. But the other gateway is definitely on, but it's actually on Freestar, so that's the reason why maybe it's not connected to the hubnet. Unless you just want to know that person's on, you've read the coding so that if the person's connected to the network, but it would be All Star anyway. I mean, it is All Star that I'm connected to, but it's on Freestar. So that's the only other thing there, mate, because I sometimes generally monitor that one as well as the people that I generally talk to. So, but I am connected to the network, but just on Freestar. Back to you,
57 Yeah, 0 WXT returning. Max turned up and it took me about 3 hours to look and see what the problem was. Yeah, it only does it, mate, if you're on the same, like, if I'm on UpNet and you're on UpNet, do I mean like *341522, and you're on the same, it'll go green, it will. Then once you pop off, it'll go red, or if I go off or whatever, it'll go red. It will, but you can add as many. I called it ambulance, that's all, so I didn't want to call it, but I've done it like that. I have like Paul on here, G0 CDX, got Dave on it as well, G0 MK, Kev. I'll just keep adding them. I've got Brian as well, GW5, GWE. I've got a few like clicking up, and I'll just keep looking to see who's coming on and who's coming off lightly. And just, if you want to chat with me, so you know that you're already on the system, mate. So, yeah, that's how I've done it, mate. Anyway, so it's just direct, as long as they're on the same node as you, it will come up like UpNet, like staff, 41522, like that. So, yeah, I think I've nearly got it completed now, mate, to be honest with you. I've just got to sort the top box out of it because Peter said it's a little bit too big, the top box, so I'm going to see if I can shrink that down a bit. And then I've got connected nodes on there as well, so you can just click on that. It brings up all the nodes and the node numbers if you click on that particular node as well. And it says like uptime, so things like that there, mate. If you just give me a few more minutes, Trev. I'll get back to you in a minute, mate. I'm just going to write all these bits out for you, mate, what you need to do. I'll take a screenshot as well of my settings. And then if you put back over to yours, mate, you can see if it's any improvement there. Mem 0 WNT.
Yeah,
G7LZB7.
Okay, mate. Yeah, no worries. I'll let you crack on. What I'll do is I've just disconnected from there and I'm just going to connect to the hubnet. So you should see G7ELZ come up in green. So that's a good test to say, show it's working. All right, mate, I'll give you a couple of minutes and let you crack on. Just give me a shout when you're done, if the hubnet's not in yet from G7ELZ.
Yeah, okay then, Trev. Yeah, I've just seen you come up green now, mate. You haven't. So you're on there, 41522. It's just a little bit of extra things to put on there, do you want me? A little bit more features. And also the DTMF keypad, what I did, it actually does the DTMF sounds as it, on your radio as well. I've programmed all that in as well for the, like an AMI and PHP thing. So if your browser supports it, it'll actually play the DTMF sounds as well as you use it. Just like using your handheld, that's all. It's handy for people who've got like a BF888 or something they're talking through without a DTMF microphone. They can just open their browser up and they can just stick the DTMFs in there as well, mate. Yeah, just give me a few minutes and Trent and I'm just going to write these out for you, mate. M0 WNT.
Go for it, mate. Go for it. I'll leave you to it for a minute. I'll be floating around. I'll catch you in a little while.
G7, LZ, M0, WNT. Should have got it there now, Trev. I've just sent it, mate. M0, WNT.
Yeah, okay there, Neil. I'll have a look at that. Funny enough, I'm actually transmitting on G7, LZ now, so you'll see me on there. I've looked out through the gateway. I've just changed over to the frequency on the little node, makes it easier. And I'm coming out on the gateway, so people can hear me. But I'll have a look in a second anyway. I just thought I'd basically waiting for you to come back, but I did see a message. Let's have a quick look. Yeah, got it. Oh, right, okay. Yeah. All right, mate, yeah, excellent. Oh, I see you typed it all in as well. Yeah, I'll go through that and have a look, mate. I will, and just check the volume control and then see how it goes. If you want to disappear, mate, and I'll let you crack on do what you're doing, that's fine. But yeah, thanks for that information. That's pucker that is, mate. I can muck about with that and have a look and then go from there. Back to you from T70LZ.
Yeah, okay there, Trev. No problems, mate. Yeah, you had a bit of a buzz on that over, mate. I don't know if it's me or you, because I am right next to my computer as well. But you didn't have it last time when you was on talking the other way, but when you was talking to yourself, mate, it's buzzing a bit as well, mate. But like I said, I'm not quite sure if it's you or me, because I am right near on the computer stuff, so sometimes I get a bit of buzzing off that as well, I do. Yeah, I'll let you crack on then, mate. I'm just going to try and get all this finished up and send it all over to Peter. I'll get him to check it out for me when he gets a bit more time and that. So, I'm hoping we can get it all up and running properly there, mate. I will. Yeah, I'll say send to freeze there to Trevor. And if you get stuck, mate, just give us a shout, mate. I'll do my best to help you there, mate, anyway. M0WNT, send to freeze there, Trevor.
Face there, Neil. Enjoy sorting it all out. It sounds really interesting. Can't wait to have a play with that, definitely. So is it actually going to be an app on your phone, or is it going to be the same as what you had before when you did the first setup with the software? Is it going to be very, very similar to that there, Neil, before you disappear?
Yeah, 0WNT. It's going to be exactly the same how I did it first off, Trev, but I'm going to try and build an installer. So what you'll do, you just download like a WGET, you will, and everything will just do it automatically for you. And then when you fire it up, you just, when you log in, you go to your config page and you just put your username, password, for your page, your username, password of your page, stop the people from getting onto it on your network. And it was just your node number, just little bits like that really, mate. So it's near enough straightforward for you to use. I think it will be by the time I get it all finished, hopefully it will. But if people struggle with it, I'll just do a little write-up or something so people can just do it manually or however they want to do it, mate. So, but it only works on Android. Mate, it does not on ASL. I probably could get on to work on ASL, but I've never messed with ASL yet, so I'll have to look how it programs things up in different bits and bobs, mate. But yeah, it's took me loads of hours to actually get it done, but each day it gets a bit closer, so I think I've nearly got it all finally finished now, mate, anyway. It's just probably little food teething little things, but it's getting there, mate, anyway, that's the main thing. M0WNT.
Yeah, G70LZ, returning. Oh no, that's excellent, mate. I must admit, I know you put another sort of screenshot up, and I did have a look at it, and I thought, oh, cool, yeah, that's looking good. That really is looking good, yeah. It's like you say, you're just tinkering with it now to get it to do all the functions and make sure it's working. And then everybody's got a beta testing. I was going to say beta max it, but beta test it, rather. But yeah, that should be fun. Yeah, hopefully it's like you say, what you've done is going to work. And anyway, I'll let you go. I'll let you crack on, mate, because it sounds like you want to get it sort of like, I know how it is, you're right at the end now, you just want to sort it all out. It does bug you when you're trying to do something, and it's nice when you've got the patience to do it and listen to people as well at the same time. All right, mate, 7-3, let you go back to your work. And catch up with you soon. If I have any problems, I'll give you a shout on WhatsApp or something. You take it easy from G70LZ.
Yeah, okay there, Trev. Always nice to hear from you, mate. Yeah, if I can always help, I will do, mate. Don't mean that. I like helping people if I can. And yeah, 73 there, mate. You take care. And yeah, no problem, mate. Just WhatsApp me or call me on the air, whatever you want to do there, mate. Yep, 73's M0WNT.
Yeah, 73's Neil, catch you later, mate. Bye for now.
GW5TEE M0WNT.